We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
On the Sooner Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, this is Sooner Sports Talk, brought to you by AT&T. More for your thing. That's our thing. Bud Light, game day's favorite light lager. And by Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue, proud home of Sooner Sports Talk.
Blocked by Rashard Odoms, who sends it into the front row!
Live at Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue, this is Sooner Sports Talk. Here is your host, the voice of the Sooners, Toby Rowland.
Well, welcome everyone. Indeed, it is Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue as promised, but it is not the voice of the Sooners, Toby Rowland. It is Chad McKee, but glad to be filling in for Toby, and hope that I can do as good a job as Toby does with each and every one of you here at Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue. Each week, we've got Sooner head coach Lon Kruger, and we will talk some gymnastics. Got Mark Williams and KJ Kindler set to join us later on, so take you through the next hour talking some Sooner basketball and Sooner gymnastics, men's and women's side. Coach Kruger, a big game coming, 3 o'clock, Texas Tech this Saturday, and we'll get into that here in just a moment, but you were close. Couple of really difficult ones in West Virginia last week, and then Iowa State. Gosh, I was saying to somebody the other day, they've got to be the best team in the Big 12 at taking and making difficult shots. They make it difficult on you, but before that, you get Brady Manick makes a very difficult three-point shot. You get Christian James tie the game up. Did you feel like maybe you were going to get over the hump that night?
Well, You're hoping to at that point. I thought our guys really battled throughout, got up to a good start early in the second half, had a little bit of a lull where they jumped up 6-7 points, and then we fought back to like you say, make it a tie game late. Guys are working at it. They're working at it. Need a little confidence boost. When Brady's shot went down, Christian's shot goes in to tie it, I thought that might be a good shot. And then Shayok hits a really tough shot after our guys did a good job defensively. But when it's not going well, you know, things like that happen, and it's we need something good to happen to boost that confidence a bit and get our guys thinking back in a positive way.
You know, in the post game, you were talking about seeing those signs of things, the positive encouragement, the positive signs that you can pull out of this thing. What were a couple of those things that encouraged you the most in that game?
I thought we had a little bit more pep to step offensively. We've been so inconsistent on the offensive end. You know, Brady's been shooting the ball. I thought Christian Doolittle, he's continuing to get better and better, and his confidence continues to go up, and he's wanting the basketball more and delivering. It's such a good practice group. I mean, they work hard every day in practice. They put forth a great effort. You'd like to see something good happen for them in a ball game to see if we can't just get a little bit of a roll going before the end of the year.
Anything different about Brady? He shot it extremely well. 16 points the other night. He's made 8 of his last 13 threes in the last two ball games. Anything different about his approach or anything?
And he's been shooting well in practice. Mm-hmm. You know, it's great to see that out of Brady. we're trying to get, you know, I think we've worn him out a little bit. We're trying to get him a few more minutes in ball games so he can be a little bit fresher late, and I think that was good for him. You know, good to see Matt Freeman throwing a couple shots.
Yeah,
we need that out of Matt. He hasn't shot it well in Big 12 play, so good to see that. Again, Aaron Klickstein's been shooting it well. He didn't shoot it well Monday night, but it seems like there's something, you know, we're just not quite on all cylinders, and we just need to keep working at it. We got to get better.
Yeah, sometimes it's about, hey, let's get all the pieces together each and every night. We put something together, we got something special.
That's exactly what we need, especially in this conference. It's hard to win games in this conference when you're playing well, and when you've got everyone feeling good about themselves. It's more difficult when you got, you know, different nights, different guys stepping up, and so we need to get them all playing well.
Doolittle, you mentioned, and there's been a push with him to be more aggressive. Use what you have. Use that 6'7", 240-pound frame. Are you encouraged by what you've seen from Christian, in particular the last two or three games? Seems like he's really made some steps.
Very definitely, yeah. He's doing a really good job. He's working hard defensively. He's covering, you know, the opponents anywhere from a big guy in the interior to a wing. He's really, really doing a good job defensively. He's rebounding the ball well. He's, like I say, he's wanting the basketball. He's feeling confident. So Christian's doing a really good job.
How challenging is it with Jamoney? He can go a little bit here, a little bit there. Don't know exactly how many minutes he's going to be able to go. That's one side of it. The other is how other players' roles change based upon how much Jamoney can be out there. How big of a challenge has that been? What the other guys' roles will be, whether or not he's out there.
Yes, it's frustrating for Jamoney because, you know, back in November, the last two games that he played healthy, he was really good. I mean, really good. Starting to really feel confident, starting to want the ball, starting to, you know, continuing to change shots and block shots. And since that point, he just hasn't been able to run and jump and do the things he's been able to do. Even though there's not much pain or any pain, he's lost that gait. He's lost that confidence to let it go. And we just haven't gotten that back. So it's hard to know what you're going to get going into a ball game, but it would certainly be great to see him back to his old form, and that gives everyone else, like you say, added confidence.
Maybe one of the, if not the biggest positive over the last month has been your freshman point guard, Jamal Bienemy, in doing the numbers on him. Six starts, he's at 23 assists and only five turnovers. What has allowed him to elevate his level of play? And did you expect, I mean, he's going through the toughest conference in the country. He's turned the ball over six times in five games.
Jamal's playing really well. He's a good basketball player. He's got good instincts. He doesn't have to do anything flashy to get your attention. He delivers the ball at the right time. He makes the right decisions. So to say that we knew he was going to do this as a freshman in Big 12, don't know if that's true, but we knew he had good skills, good base, good coaching in high school. And, yes, it's good to see him step out and do the things well that he's been doing.
I know, Christian, you would certainly like to see him make a couple shots, get his confidence going back up. What do you think that's going to take, and how much have opponents made him the focal point of their defensive scouting reports?
You know, Christian wanted to be that guy, and certainly, you know, he got off to a great start in November, December, shot the ball well. You know, he just needs to make some shots. Mm-hmm. You know, he's putting time in. We want to see it for him so badly because he's in the gym more than anyone. He's frustrated by not making shots. We certainly need him to as a team, and we want it too for him because he has put the time in, and he cares, and he wants to make the difference that he was earlier in the year, and I think seeing a couple shots go in would help him more than anything else.
As you go through struggles, and every season's going to have its ups and downs, how much do you rely upon those seniors, the Rashard Odoms and the Christian James at this time of the year, to remind guys, listen, we're a couple shots away from turning this whole thing around?
Yeah, that's the frustrating part of it. The guys really aren't that far away, and yet the difference between winning those games and losing, you know, even though it's not much, the end result is huge. Mm-hmm. You know, we, you know, been right into the wire, you know, in every game except maybe a couple. Mm-hmm. And certainly, you know, we didn't win, haven't won those games, but the difference isn't that much. We've got to, you know, get a shot, we got to get a stop. Things that we were doing earlier in the year, we haven't been doing lately. So we got to try to keep their confidence. confidence up and keep their attitude about working hard, their attitude about thinking they can do it, you know, at a high level. And then, like I say, nothing like a win or two that wouldn't help more than anything else.
How much has Rashard Odom's leadership in particular been important with this team? You know, he had to take a little bit of a reduced role early in the season, but was glad to do that to help his teammates out. And his positive attitude, his voice and his leadership, how critical have they been for this club?
Well, anytime you've got seniors, Rashard being one of them, you know, that's a great help in one way. And the other way, it can be a little bit frustrating too, because they want so badly to end and go out on a really positive note. They haven't quite been able to do the things in the Big 12 that they'd like to do. So, again, I think it's a fine line there of continuing to challenge each other, but also staying positive and picking each other up and helping each other over the hump, if you will, and get that result that we're after.
When you have newcomers to the conference that are on your roster, and you've got several of them, you've got Jamal Bienemy, obviously, and Calixte and Reynolds, though they've played a good deal of major college basketball, then you jump into this thing called the Big 12, and you're going against Iowa State and Kansas State, and Baylor had its six-game winning streak, and going to Texas, and you got the Bedlam game. What are their thoughts as they jump into this thing, or they even have time to think about it?
Maybe a little overwhelmed at times. Coming in going through the non-conference with such a good feeling and so much confidence. All of a sudden, you kind of get popped a little bit, and you don't get the result, and now you're wondering maybe what lies ahead. And again, Aaron and Miles in particular, you know, they came here wanting to join a group of guys and help them have success, and we just haven't had it to the level in Big 12 play that we need to or would want to have.
We're looking at Aaron, one of those in particular. That has had a couple of different roles, but how has he stayed involved, stayed focused to continue to be a part of this?
Well, you know, Aaron's continued to work at it. He's gotten to the point now where he's, even though again he didn't make shots Monday, mm-hmm. he's probably been shooting the ball in practice as well as anyone we've got, and he made three or four at West Virginia, and I thought that might get him jump started because he's really a good scorer. Mm-hmm. He's really a good shooter. He just hasn't shot it in games like he has in practice, but still think he can.
Head Coach Lon Kruger of the OU men's basketball team is with us on Sooner Sports Talk from Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue. Texas Tech coming up 3 o'clock. Chris Beard brings the Red Raiders to town to the Lloyd Noble Center, and Oklahoma looks for revenge. We'll talk about that game coming up next here on Sooner Sports Talk with Head Coach Lon Kruger.
Ever wonder what ingredients are in Bud Light? Just check the packaging. We brew with hops, barley, water, and rice. Ever wonder what ingredients are in Miller Lite? You can't check the packaging. You have to go to their website, download a PDF, and scroll to page 10. There it is. Miller Lite brews with hops, hop extract, barley, water, and corn syrup. Bud Light. Brewed with no corn syrup. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB, St. Louis, Missouri. Based on information available at MillerCoors.com as of January 16, 2019.
This is Academy Sports and Outdoors, a store with low prices like you've never seen, and a huge sports and outdoors selection of top brands like Adidas, Shimano, Rawlings, Columbia, and more, all at guaranteed lowest prices because we're a sports and outdoor store like you've never seen. Until now, visit us in-store or at academy.com. Academy Sports and Outdoors, for all for less.
When the lane's packed on the court, you go to the open player. When the lane's packed on the highway, you go to ProPilot Assist, the 2019 Nissan Rogue. Now with available Nissan Intelligent Mobility technologies like ProPilot Assist that can start and stop in highway traffic all on its own. Nissan Rogue, for the win. Get to Nissan, proud partner of Oklahoma Athletics. ProPilot Assist is an available feature and cannot prevent collisions. Always monitor traffic conditions. Keep both hands on the steering wheel. See owner's manual for safety information.
Right, is this your best climbing gear?
No, but it's okay.
Did you just say okay?
Relax. What's the worst that could happen?
The rope could snap.
Well, what's the second worst thing that could happen?
Networks, like climbing gear, should never be just okay. AT&T is America's best wireless network, according to America's Biggest Test. Now with 5GE. More for your thing. That's our thing. Claim based on GWS 1 score September 2018. Excludes crowdsourced studies. Limited 5GE availability. May not be available in your area. Learn more at att.com/5G for you.
At Marianne's Rentals for special events, they'll take it to the hoop for you. They'll hit the three-point Joiner to make you happy. When you call Marianne's Rentals for special events at 751-3100, your next corporate event, birthday, wedding reception, holiday party, or any special event will be a slam dunk with Marianne's. They'll give your special event the full court press to make it the best ever. If your special event needs that fadeaway jumper at the buzzer for the win, call Marianne's Rentals for special events, 751-3100. It's up and it's good.
You're live with Small Town Gail talking about the purchasing power in Purcell at Patriot Ford.
Hey, Gail, this is Kevin.
Kevin? Do you know Kevin from Patriot Ford, the best small town dealer in the state?
Yes, Gail.
Then you know that Patriot Ford treats everyone like family, supports every school fundraiser, and sponsors the OU Patriot of the game.
Gail, it is Kevin from Patriot Ford.
Oh, hey, Kevin.
I called to tell people.
When looking for your next car, take exit 95 off I-35 to Patriot Ford. Consider it done.
Cruisin' Auto Spa, Car Wash, Detail, and Oil Change Center. Cruisin' now offers unlimited car wash packages starting at only $18 a month. They also offer unlimited inside and out wash packages for $37 a month. Cruisin' provides a comprehensive oil change service that comes with a free car wash and vacuum. Located at 1235 West Main in Norman, they also offer a 7-day clean car guarantee. If it's dirty, bring it back. Visit them online at cruisinautospa.com.
This is Toby Rowland for Pizza Hut, the official pizza of the Sooners. There's only one thing I love more than pizza, and that's free pizza. With Pizza Hut, you can earn free pizza with their new Hut Rewards loyalty program. Unlimited points toward free pizza with every dollar you spend online. $1 gets you 2 points. Just 250 points gets you a free large pizza of your choice. Why wait to start earning free pizza? Sign up now at pizzahut.com/hutrewards.
Sooner Sports Talk is brought to you by Bud Light, official sponsor of OU Athletics, reminding you to enjoy responsibly. Get your officially licensed Sooner gear at Academy Sports and Outdoors, preferred sporting goods retailer of Oklahoma Athletics. Dr. Tim Shannon and Dr. Mark Revels at Orthodontics Exclusively are proud to present the Junior Captain of the Game. For info on how your child can become the next Junior Captain, go to orthoexc.com. The Sooner Sports Podcast is your all-access audio pass to Sooner Sports. Listen as Chris Plank and I talk all things Sooners. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Friday, and all you have to do is subscribe to get all the Sooner talk you want and need delivered right to your phone or iPad. Log on to Soonersports.tv/podcast to listen to old shows and subscribe to always get the newest episodes. The Sooner Sports Podcast is presented by Allstate and Riverwind.
Well, back with you live here at Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue. Great Thursday evening. If you like Antarctica, awfully frigid outside, Coach Kruger. And we take a look at the upcoming schedule of athletic events for men's basketball. It's presented by Red Carpet Charters, official motor coach carrier of Sooner Athletics. You can take any 2 or 3 game stretch, even a 1 game stretch in the Big 12 Conference. And we were talking about it off the air. It's just not easy. It's the most difficult league in the country. But Texas Tech, then you've got at Baylor, which just had a 6-game winning streak snapped by Texas. At TCU, they beat Oklahoma State last night on a last-second shot. Then you get Texas again. It's hard to say this stretch is more difficult than any other stretch that you play in this league.
Exactly. You hit on the head. You know, any 3-game stretch, you can say this is a really tough stretch. But then you look at the next three, and it's equally tough. But that's the nature of Big 12 play. It is the best league in the country from top to bottom. You play a true double round robin, so you don't get any more difficult or less difficult the other 9 teams in the league. So it's fair to everyone, and we've got to play better to have a chance to compete in the league.
Then you get to go play a couple of them again in the Big 12 tournament up in Kansas City, so you get a third look at them. As always, the Academy Sports and Outdoors email Twitter box is open. You can go to asksooners@ou.edu or Twitter @OU on the air to get your questions in. We have a gymnastics talk with Mark Williams and KJ Kindler coming up in just a little bit, but let's jump into our Noble McIntyre and McIntyre our law firm review for the week, the law firm you should turn to for all of your personal injury needs. And we review Texas Tech just a little bit. Chris Beard's team is coming to town on Saturday for a 3 o'clock tip-off at the Lloyd Noble Center. You've played them once already this season. That was all the way back on January the 8th, 66-59. We take a look at some of the highlights from that game. You led at halftime. You had the lead with 5 minutes left. They've got a really good dynamic player, amongst others, in Jarrett Culver, who made a couple of plays down the stretch. But, boy, this was one of those that you nearly got on the road out in Lubbock early in conference play, Coach.
Yeah, it was a good battle. Again, for 35 minutes, you felt good about where we're at. And then we had a 4 or 5 possession stretch that we turned it over a couple times. We got a couple shots blocked. Culver, a terrific player, made a couple big plays for them on the other end, and all of a sudden we're fighting, you know, down a possession or two in the last couple minutes. But it was a good battle and a great deal of respect for Tech, and Chris Beard does a fantastic job. One of the leading statistically defensive clubs in the country, so we know how tough it is to score on these guys. So we've got to handle the ball, we've got to move the ball, we've got to get good shots, and then of course get a couple to go down and finish opportunities.
Christian James, Brady Manick each hit 3 threes in the game out in Lubbock, and it seems like it was one of those games where Bieniemy really started to turn the corner. I know his minutes were up in that game, played up 28, 30 minutes or something like in that game. Was that a moment where you knew that this young freshman, if you can go in there at Texas Tech and play quality minutes on the road in Big 12 conference play, we can put you in there even more?
Yeah, exactly. Anytime a young guy like Jamal has success, then he's more likely to get more comfortable and then do it again. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of what he's done. He's hadn't had a bad outing. You know, that's the thing about young guys, they're oftentimes up and down, but Jamal's been very consistent with his play. Not anything overly spectacular, but like you say, very solid. Assist to turnover, very good at getting the club into things that we want to run on the offensive end. Then he's very good instincts defensively. So he's a good, solid all-around guy that his game will stand the test of time.
We talked a moment about Culver, who's going to be an all-Big 12 player for Texas Tech. They're deep. You know, they come off the bench now with Francis, who had 16 against West Virginia for them the other day. They've got Owens and Big Norrence Odiasse in the middle. Who are the main guys you're concerned about with Chris Beard's team on Saturday?
They've got a lot of good players around and behind Culver, like you say. Mooney's a grad transfer that stepped in, done a really good job for him. The other guys you mentioned, of course. Owens is a big shot blocker, changes things on the inside. Odiasse seems like he's been there forever, and and he's a solid veteran that knows what it takes to win Big 12 games. So they're a good, solid, complete team. You know, again, very patient offensively, run more of a true motion than other teams in the league, so it's a unique prep in that way. And again, when you've got Culver at the, you know, get that ball late in the clock and he can go get you a bucket, you got a lot of things to worry about.
What's critical for you all? You mentioned moving the basketball, maybe knock a couple of shots down early. A Christian James, Brady Manick, if they can get that confidence going,
that's big for this club. We got off to a very good start against Iowa State, made some shots early, and got up 8-10 there in the first half, and had that margin to play with. And I think that's important for this club right now, getting off to good starts, being at home, of course, so hopefully a good home crowd, you know, that helps this group right now a lot.
I know it's got to be a grind for coaches and players in the Big 12 Conference, but those of us who sit back and watch when you're not playing and watch, you know, TCU beat Oklahoma State on a buzzer beater, you watch Kansas State and Kansas a couple of nights ago, you watch Baylor as hot as any team in the Big 12 Conference, 6-game winning streak, and Matt Coleman and Roach hit some shots for Texas last night, and Baylor's winning streak comes to an end. It's fun for us to watch. How hard is it for players and coaches in this league?
Well, there's a realization that every night you've got to play well. You've got to play well to have a chance to win. And a lot of times when you do play well, you still don't win. But that's what motivates our guys. Again, not happy at all with where we're at, results we're getting. But they practice with an attitude of we can do this. We got to get better. We got to take care of a few possessions that we give away on both ends of the floor. Got to handle the ball a little bit better. We got to finish some opportunities when we get the ball inside. You know, things like that. But they're focused on trying to do the things they need to do.
You look at the schedule of games coming up on Saturday. Oklahoma State goes to Allen Fieldhouse. Oklahoma State beat Kansas twice a year ago, and Kansas coming off that loss to Kansas State on the road in Manhattan. So they will try to bounce back in that early game. TCU is coming off a win. They take on the Cyclones up in Ames. Of course, the Sooners and the Red Raiders, 3 o'clock Central. We want all of those Sooner fans to get out to the Lloyd Noble Center for that one. A little bit later on, Kansas State. Yes, they beat Kansas. Can they back that up by going on the road to Waco and against a Baylor team that's coming off a loss? And then Texas, West Virginia, 7 o'clock. That's the night game out in Morgantown. Always tough to go out there to Morgantown and win a basketball game. Is there any team that has surprised you more than others in the Big 12 this year? Kansas State coming off an Elite Eight, Texas Tech Elite Eight. Obviously, you knew Kansas. Is there a team that's maybe gotten your attention and you thought, oh, they're maybe a little better than we thought?
Kansas State was expected to be, premier club going in, returning all their starters from last year, a very good team, and they're so solid defensively. And Wade and Brown and Stokes, all those guys have been around so long. They again have a good feeling about what they're doing. So no big surprise there. Iowa State is a club that there's a lot of questions about going in. They probably, have been a club that's played as good a basketball as anyone, to this point. Baylor would probably have to be the surprise. Not much was known. Not much was expected. And actually, then they lost, Clark. One of their inside, good players to injury. But Mason, fifth-year grad, has come in and just elevated, I think, the confidence level, the security level of everyone else in their team. Everyone's puffed up, and they've gotten good results, and they've played great. So Scott's done a great job with that group. So I think Baylor would probably be the answer to your question. And they're playing good basketball. They're not just, lucking a few out. They've played well.
Transfers can certainly make a difference. You look at the Kansas Lawson. You look at Shayok, who's a transfer for Iowa State, and you talked about Mason for Baylor. And you've got a couple that have been really good for you this year so far, and hopefully that continues. When we come back, some honors for former Sooners in the NBA. The All-Star break is coming up, and Oklahoma will be well represented at those festivities. We'll continue on Sooner Sports Talk from Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue.
Ever wonder what ingredients are in Bud Light? Just check the packaging. We brew with hops, barley, water, and rice. Ever wonder what ingredients are in Coors Light? You can't check the packaging. You have to go to their website, download a PDF, and scroll to page 3. There it is. Coors Light brews with hop extract, barley, water, and corn syrup. Bud Light. Brewed with no corn syrup. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB, St. Louis, Missouri. Based on information available at MillerCoors.com as of January 16, 2019.
Wait, is this your best climbing gear?
No, but it's okay.
Did you just say okay?
Relax. What's the worst that could happen?
The rope could snap?
Well, what's the second worst thing that could happen?
Networks, like climbing gear, should never be just okay. AT&T is America's best wireless network, according to America's biggest test. Now with 5GE. More for your thing. That's our thing. Claim based on GWS 1 score September 2018. Excludes crowdsourced studies. Limited 5GE availability. May not be available in your area. Learn more at att.com/5G for you.
Babe, put your phone down.
Can't. I'm customizing a Nissan Rogue and our team colors for our chance to win it.
But real fans watch everything.
Okay, real fan. Who's winning?
I don't know.
Yeah, I'll take the Rogue.
Enter the Nissan Own the Paint sweepstakes today at NissanUSA.com/Rogue sweepstakes.
It's a Nissan. Proud partner of Oklahoma Athletics.
No purchase necessary. To enter and for official rules, visit NissanUSA.com/Rogue sweepstakes. Ends 3/31/19. Open to residents of the U.S. or D.C. except Alaska, 18 and older. Void where prohibited.
Nothing about being a police officer is routine. But with so many drunk drivers, some days feels like a broken record. Every day, I pull over another one. Sometimes it's the same one. Seems like some people never learn. If I keep pulling them over, maybe they will. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Let's end DUI. Brought to you by the Oklahoma Highway Safety Office and Department of Public Safety.
I'm traveling a lot. Always have a craving for Whataburger. I had to make a connection in Houston. I had about an hour. Whataburger just opened at Terminal B. Boom, I need to have a patty melt. The creamy pepper sauce, Monterey Jack cheese, bread's toasted. Grabbed my patty melt, started rushing it back. By the time I got there, the lady was just closing the door. She sees my bag. She goes, sorry, but if you give me your Whataburger, I'll let you on the plane. And I told her, put me on to the next flight. And I was late for work, but it was worth every bite. I don't think anything tops a patty melt at Whataburger.
There comes a time when exceptional talent rises to the occasion. And for Oklahoma, that time is now. OU Medicine is Oklahoma's premier academic health system. With a team more than 12,000 strong, we provide comprehensive specialty care for every stage of life. Research-driven, we're pioneering today's breakthroughs and discovering tomorrow's cures. OU Medicine, leading healthcare.
For the past 50 years, Floyd's Recreational Vehicles has been a staple in Oklahoma. Not only offering the highest quality of RVs, but also providing you with outstanding service and accessories with over 20 service bays and a fully trained staff to get you back to your favorite campground, enjoying those campfires and s'mores. Floyd's, just one exit south of the Riverwind Casino on I-35, exit 104.
With the new OU Visa credit card from MidFirst Bank, you can make purchases and earn rewards while also supporting the OU Sooners. Plus, you'll enjoy a low intro APR on purchases and balance transfers for the first 12 billing cycles. The OU credit card is available exclusively at MidFirst Bank. So apply today at midfirst.com/OU Sooners and put some boomer in your purchases. MidFirst Bank, true to your money.
Fans, from the coin toss to the final quarter, stay refreshed with an ice-cold Coca-Cola as you cheer on the Sooners. Coca-Cola, taste the feeling. Walden Cleaners has three generations of knowledge that ensure the highest in quality detergents and cleaning methods are used, along with the most advanced equipment. Walden Cleaners and Laundry, where the difference is quality. Home to a luxury hotel, fine dining, top-name concerts, and never-ending rewards, Riverwind, still the one. We'd like to thank our OU Community Outreach partners, Landers Auto Group, Devon Energy, OU Medicine, and Coca-Cola. The University of Oklahoma Athletics is one with you.
Welcome back, everybody, to Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue. Sooner Sports Talk with men's basketball coach Lon Kruger. Going to talk gymnastics here in just a few moments as well. Oklahoma will be well represented NBA All-Star Game festivities next week out in Charlotte. Current Sooners in the NBA, Blake Griffin having a great season with the Pistons. 29 points, made 10 of 12 field goals, 6 rebounds as well this week. Buddy Hield, best season he's had in the NBA, leading the NBA in three-point percentage. He's up around 50% for the season. And Trae Young having a wonderful rookie campaign with the Atlanta Hawks. 27 points, made 9 of 21 field goals, also had 8 assists just a couple of days ago against Phoenix. And these guys earning honors. They're going to be a part of the All-Star festivities, Coach Kruger. Buddy having his best year, he's going to be in the three-point shooting competition. Look at where he ranks. These guys, is your money on Buddy, Devin Booker, Seth Curry, Steph Curry versus Buddy Hield? Love to see that matchup in the finals. Now, what would that be like?
That'd be fantastic. Buddy's having a great year, not just shooting the ball well, which he's obviously doing, but also he's continued to work on his game, which no surprise, because Buddy worked every day on getting better and a great attitude about what he needs to do to improve. He's guarding people well. He's handling the ball well, playing some point guard at times, really doing a great job.
How important is it for a guy like Buddy? Starts in New Orleans, gets sent to Sacramento, and it seems like they've wanted him. They wanted him on their roster. How big a deal is that, the comfort level?
With Buddy, he's such a relationship guy. I mean, he's all about relationships. He's all about trust. You know, and anytime you feel like someone wants you, they trade for you, then he's gonna respond to that, as he's done in Sacramento. And he's there with some other good young players, too. So hopefully they're building something that Buddy can feel good about for a long time.
Trae will be a part of the skills competition All-Star Weekend as well. What's it been like to watch his rookie season with the Hawks?
Well, the skills competition, I don't know if there's anyone in the league more skilled than Trae in terms of handling the ball, being able to find people, being creative, his imagination, being able to deliver the ball. And he's doing a fantastic job with that, off to a really good rookie season.
Be fun to see Luka Doncic Magic, the Mavs rookie, he and Trey kind of compared to one another, as they probably will be throughout their career, but two spectacular young rookies that the NBA has.
Anytime you're traded for someone, then you have it kind of linked forever, you know, and of course Atlanta and Dallas swapped picks there after they selected those two, and so yeah, they're linked together for a long time.
And then, of course, Blake, now up in Detroit. It was great to see him this offseason with the unveiling of the Griffin Family Performance Center just across the street at the Lloyd Noble Center, but he'll be a part of All-Star festivities. I know you're extremely excited for him as well.
Yeah, very much so. He and his family have been unbelievable ambassadors. You know, you think about representing a university and the way Blake goes about it and the success he's had and the genuine feelings he has about his time as a Sooner and to come back and, you know, he and his family make that contribution to the Griffin Performance Center. Just unbelievably appreciated, and what a great job he's done.
Jordan Brand guy, too. He's a jump man guy. Very important.
He is, yep. And he had, you know, when he made the decision, the announcement to go to Jordan Brand, you know, Blake came to town to make that presentation and announcement to our team a year ago. So they were excited about that and, of course, excited to see Blake.
Absolutely, and we'll be excited to see all those Sooner fans at 3 o'clock on Saturday at Lloyd Noble Center, right?
We need that. Yeah, we need that. Again, I know when results aren't what you want, it can be frustrating for everyone, but certainly no one wants it more than the players, and they're working hard at it, and hopefully we can get off to a good start and find the right column.
Sounds good, Coach. Lon Kruger, head coach of the Sooner men's basketball team, 3 o'clock against Texas Tech coming up on Saturday. Up next, we shift our focus to gymnastics. Hall of Fame head coach Mark Williams will join us.
Ever wonder what ingredients are in Bud Light? Just check the packaging. We brew with hops, barley, water, and rice. Ever wonder what ingredients are in Miller Light? You can't check the packaging. You have to go to their website, download a PDF, and scroll to page 10. There it is. Miller Light brews with hops, hop extract, barley, water, and corn syrup. Bud Light. Brewed with no corn syrup. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB, St. Louis, Missouri. Based on information available at MillerCoors.com as of January 16, 2019.
Right, is this your best climbing gear?
No, but it's okay.
Did you just say okay?
Relax. What's the worst that could happen?
The rope could snap?
Well, what's the second worst thing that could happen?
Networks, like climbing gear, should never be just okay. AT&T is America's best wireless network, according to America's biggest test. Now with 5GE. More for your thing. That's our thing. Claim based on GWS 1 score September 2018. Excludes crowdsourced studies. Limited 5GE availability. May not be available in your area. Learn more at att.com/5G for you.
Nothing about being a police officer is routine. But with so many drunk drivers, some days feels like a broken record. Every day, I pull over another one. Sometimes it's the same one. Seems like some people never learn. If I keep pulling them over, maybe they will. Drive sober or get pulled over. Let's end DUI. Brought to you by the Oklahoma Highway Safety Office and Department of Public Safety.
This is Academy Sports and Outdoors, a store with low prices like you've never seen, and a huge sports and outdoors selection of top brands like Adidas, Shimano, Rawlings, Columbia, and more, all at guaranteed lowest prices because we're a sports and outdoor store like you've never seen. Until now, visit us in-store or at Academy.com. Academy Sports and Outdoors, for all for less.
This is Toby Rowland for Pizza Hut, the official pizza of the Sooners. There's only one thing I love more than pizza, and that's free pizza. With Pizza Hut, you can earn free pizza with their new Hut Rewards loyalty program. Unlimited points toward free pizza with every dollar you spend online. $1 gets you 2 points. Just 250 points gets you a free large pizza of your choice. Why wait to start earning free pizza? Sign up now at pizzahut.com/hutrewards.
At Marianne's Rentals for special events, they'll take it to the hoop for you. They'll hit the three-pointer to make you happy. When you call Marianne's Rentals for special events at 751-3100, your next corporate event, birthday, wedding reception, holiday party, or any special event will be a slam dunk with Marianne's. They'll give your special event the full court press to make it the best ever. If your special event needs that fadeaway jumper at the buzzer for the win, call Marianne's Rentals for special events, 751-3100. It's up and it's good!
You're live with Small Town Gail talking about the purchasing power in Purcell at Patriot Ford.
Hey, Gail, this is Kevin.
Kevin? Do you know Kevin from Patriot Ford, the best small town dealer in the state?
Yes, Gail.
Then you know that Patriot Ford treats everyone like family, supports every school fundraiser, and sponsors the OU Patriot of the game.
Gail, it is Kevin from Patriot Ford.
Oh, hey, Kevin.
I called to tell people.
When looking for your next car, take exit 95 off I-35 to Patriot Ford. Consider it done.
Cruisin' Auto Spa, Car Wash, Detail, and Oil Change Center. Cruisin' now offers unlimited car wash packages starting at only $18 a month. They also offer unlimited inside and out wash packages for $37 a month. Cruisin' provides a comprehensive oil change service that comes with a free car wash and vacuum. Located at 1235 West Main in Norman, they also offer a 7-day clean car guarantee. If it's dirty, bring it back. Visit them online at cruisinautospa.com.
Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue is the home of Sooner Sports Talk with Lon Kruger and Sherry Cole every Thursday night. Rudy's Country Store, bringing you the best in barbecue. Honor your Patriot by nominating them for the Patriot of the Game at patriotford.com/hero. Patriot Ford, just 10 minutes south of Norman in the heart of Oklahoma. I-35, exit 95. We want to thank all our Sooner Radio Network affiliates across the state and region. Fans can check out Soonersports.com for the affiliate in your area. And if you're traveling outside the state of Oklahoma, you can listen to all the action on either Sirius XM Radio or by downloading the TuneIn app and listening for free.
Welcome back, everybody. Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue. Sooner Sports Talk on a Thursday. Chad McKee filling in for Toby Rowland tonight. And pleased to be joined by the Hall of Fame head coach of the OU men's gymnastics team, Mark Williams. They are top ranked. They're going for 5 straight NCAA championships. And they're coming off a win on the road for the first time this season. You go up to Nebraska, up to Lincoln. You beat Nebraska, and you beat also a really good Illinois team that was ranked number 4 in the country. Overall, what'd you think of their performance, the way you guys responded on the road for the first time?
Yeah, it wasn't too bad. We went up there, you know, long bus ride, so had to kind of get over that.
What's the bus ride? What are we talking about?
Well, we have a sleeper bus, mm-hmm. So we actually got on the bus at 5 in the morning and slept for about 3 or 4 hours, got up for breakfast, and then finished it out, and then got there, was able to practice in their facility and get a good night's sleep before the meet. And then Saturday, you know, we had kind of a tri meet so that we were on rings. Illinois started on pommel horse and Nebraska on floor. So it's a little weird not doing the Olympic order. So that's an adjustment. Plus, you know, you're not in your fan-friendly environment.
Your comfort zone.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just a little bit different, you know, the territory is a little hostile in terms of the band yelling at you to fall off and things like that.
That's unsportsmanlike conduct.
Yeah, but, you know, I mean, they're just there because, you know, they've been invited by the coach to harass us, you know, and see if they can help their own guys. But, yeah, we got off to a pretty good start on rings. I was pretty happy with that. Floor was pretty good. And I thought, you know, if we go into pommel horse and we do 6 good routines, we can kind of set ourselves up. And my first 2 guys did a pretty good job and just, you know, the scoring was tough there. You know, they're more critical on the road. And the next 4 guys struggled. And so we didn't have the score as I was hoping for. And we had to kind of keep fighting. You know, the second half of the meet, we still had to have good performances to win out. But the guys got the job done. We won by 10.
That is your review presented by McIntyre Law, the firm you should turn to for all of your personal injury needs. The vault has been incredible for you guys this year, and it's always been a position of strength, but of the top 10 vaulters in the country, 5 of them are Oklahoma Sooners. Are you surprised at how good you have been on the vault so far this year?
Not really. Our start values separate ourselves from the other teams. Levi Anderson's doing a vault that only two or three other guys are doing in the country, so he does that pretty well. Matt Winsky does a triple full, and there's only a few of those. And then we've got three or four guys that do two and a halves really well. And we had a home meet that we stuck four vaults in a row, which is really uncommon for men's gymnastics at that level. So it's not been a surprise, and it's definitely a separator for us. We're the best in the country on vault.
Yeah, let's talk about some of your specific gymnasts, and let's start with Yule Moldauer. He's got Winter Cup coming up, trying to maintain that spot on the U.S. national team as we move ahead with that. But he won the floor and the parallel bars for you last week. Has not been in the lineup for every single rotation all throughout the year as you try to rest him. What's the year been like for Yule so far?
Well, I've been trying to rest him since the World Championships because there's really a second season for him when he makes the U.S. national team and then he made the World Championship that was in Doha. He had to compete quite a few events, did the all-around for the team. He did the all-around in the finals. He made individual event finals. So it was a long 3 weeks in Qatar, and that was all taking place in October. So the rest of my team is sort of doing their build-up to the season, and he's finishing off, already having come off the national championship season and then doing his own thing. So he really needed to have a couple months of just being down and doing some skills and kind of playing a little bit more in the gym and not having to have that routine after every day, you know, kind of grind. So he's just now getting back to where we can use him on all six events. And next weekend at the Winter Cup, he will need to do the all-around to make the national team again. But so far, we've only used him a couple of places. You know, he's done four events, and this weekend he'll probably only do three or four again. But then, you know, we've got American Cup that he's also going to have to do the all-around in, and that's not an NCAA meet. So we're just trying to pick and choose when we use him.
The number of Sooner gymnasts that will be at Winter Cup, how many will you have there next week, current or former?
I think the total is 14, and
wow.
We've got about twice as anybody else.
That's crazy. How many total gymnasts will compete there?
I think it'll be about 60.
So approximately a fourth of the field will be Oklahoma's, Sooners, past or present.
Yeah.
That's a phenomenal number. Explain Yule Moldauer, Genki Suzuki, who are on the men's national, Colin Van Wicklin, Alan Bauer as well, all either current or former Sooner gymnasts. How is it that they can stay and maintain their spot on the men's national team via Winter Cup?
It's a two-day competition. The first day, they'll have six events. You know, they'll do the all-around, and they'll take the top six guys from rank order to be automatically on the U.S. national team. I would assume that you will be right in that mix. Alan Bauer, one of our former greats, he's probably going to be in the top six, as is Colin Van Wicklin, who's another alumni. After that, Genki's going to be fighting to be kind of in that top 12. So the second day will be more about individual events, and they'll have point totals. The top 10 from each event will get points towards the national team. And so Genki's going to be in that group where he's probably going to be looked at from the all-around first day, and then whether he has enough points from the second day on the events. So it's kind of a little bit different than they've done it in the past, but they wanted to give a second day where guys can kind of do a little bit more, expanding their gymnastics, a little harder stuff. They didn't have to worry about the all-around as much.
You've got the potential to have four of the six be current or former Oklahoma Sooners if it works out that way, which would be spectacular.
Yeah, I hope so. That's the plan.
That's the plan. Let's take a look at what Coach has coming up. A road trip. You were on the road last week. You go on the road to Iowa this week. Then, as we mentioned, Winter Cup. And then after that, you get into the five-up, five-count scoring system where things really start to heat up. And you have Michigan. Want to let fans know there's been a change in the time for the Michigan meet. So if you're coming out to McCaslin Fieldhouse, it'll be a 2:15 start, and that's Cleveland Elementary Day as well
for
you all.
Yeah, that's going to be a big meet. Michigan's kind of return to the top five. So we're hoping we can put up a big score there and kind of douse their ambitions to kind of take out, take over their, you know, come back. And they were the last national champions, so we want to make sure that doesn't happen again.
Plant that seed of doubt for them when, yes, when they show up here. That wouldn't be a bad thing. Vitaly Guimaraes, I broadcast the first meet at home with Colin Van Wicklin. He wins the floor exercise and has not let up. He's spectacular. We call him Sticky Feet because, yeah, he never seems to have a bobble, and he sticks every single landing. Was he expected to be as good as he's been when you recruited him?
He's been very good on floor and vault. Mm-hmm. That was part of the reason we were interested in him, you know, recruiting him. He's got gigantic feet for a gymnast, so that helps him stick as well. He's pretty good on the pommel horse, and he had had a broken arm before he came in, so he's really just getting back the strength he needs to be good there again and on parallel bars. But he is like a dart man, you know. He can land and stick, and he's done four vaults for us. He's stuck all four vaults so far this year, so that's pretty incredible.
He's like a cat. Always lands, yeah, perfectly in balance and on his feet. Coach, thanks so much for being out here with us. Good luck up at Iowa. Have fun at the Winter Cup, and we'll see you here in a couple of weeks for, right, Michigan. 2:15 again, the start time. He's the Hall of Fame head coach of the top-ranked defending national champion Sooners, Mark Williams, with us. Coach KJ Keller joins us next.
Ever wonder what ingredients are in Bud Light? Just check the packaging. We brew with hops, barley, water, and rice. Ever wonder what ingredients are in Coors Light? You can't check the packaging. You have to go to their website, download a PDF, and scroll to page 3. There it is. Coors Light brews with hop extract, barley, water, and corn syrup. Bud Light. Brewed with no corn syrup. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB, St. Louis, Missouri. Based on information available at MillerCoors.com as of January 16, 2019.
This is Academy Sports and Outdoors, a store with low prices like you've never seen, and a huge sports and outdoor selection of top brands like Adidas, Shimano, Rawlings, Columbia, and more, all at guaranteed lowest prices because we're a sports and outdoor store like you've never seen. Until now, visit us in store or at academy.com. Academy Sports and Outdoors, for all for less.
Right, is this your best climbing gear?
No, but it's okay.
Did you just say okay?
Relax, what's the worst that could happen?
The rope could snap?
Well, what's the second worst thing that could happen?
Networks, like climbing gear, should never be just okay. AT&T is America's best wireless network, according to America's biggest test. Now with 5GE. More for your thing. That's our thing. Claim based on GWS 1 score September 2018. Excludes crowdsourced studies. Limited 5GE availability. May not be available in your area. Learn more at att.com/5G for you.
Nothing about being a police officer is routine. But with so many drunk drivers, some days feels like a broken record. Every day, I pull over another one. Sometimes it's the same one. Seems like some people never learn. If I keep pulling them over, maybe they will. Drive sober or get pulled over. Let's end DUI. Brought to you by the Oklahoma Highway Safety Office and Department of Public Safety.
A lot of things have happened in 50 years. Companies come and go, but there is one company that has stood the test of time. Floyd's Recreational Vehicles has been located in Norman and has become one of Oklahoma's oldest family-owned organizations. 20 acres of RVs, RV storage, RV parts, and of course the home of the free RV inspection in one of their 20 service bays. Floyd's, located just one exit south of the Riverwind Casino on I-35, Goldsby Exit 104.
There comes a time when exceptional talent rises to the occasion. And for Oklahoma, that time is now. OU Medicine is Oklahoma's premier academic health system. With a team more than 12,000 strong, we provide comprehensive specialty care for every stage of life. Research-driven, we're pioneering today's breakthroughs and discovering tomorrow's cures. OU Medicine, leading healthcare.
Get excited, Whataburger fans. Our one-of-a-kind mushroom Swiss burger is back.
If you love mushrooms, you're going to love this burger.
Two patties, two slices of Swiss cheese, two layers of mushrooms. These mushrooms are beautiful.
It's a really good balance between hearty and savory. That au jus sauce on top.
The creamy au jus sauce. It really sets it apart.
Just adds flavor that makes you go, wow. It is just absolutely amazing.
It's not just a mushroom Swiss burger. It's a Whataburger mushroom Swiss burger. Here for a limited time.
With the new OU Visa credit card from MidFirst Bank, you can make purchases and earn rewards while also supporting the OU Sooners. Plus, you'll enjoy a low intro APR on purchases and balance transfers for the first 12 billing cycles. The OU credit card is available exclusively at MidFirst Bank. So apply today at midfirst.com/OU Sooners and put some boomer in your purchases. MidFirst Bank, true to your money.
Part by Orthodontics exclusively. The Oklahoma Highway Safety Office is a proud sponsor of OU Athletics and wants to remind you that together Sooners can end DUI. Visit enduiok.com for more information.
It's a Thursday. We welcome you back to Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue. Sooner Sports Talk rolls on as we continue our focus on Jim U. We had Mark Williams a moment ago, and we now have head coach KJ Kimmler, the top-ranked Sooner women's gymnastics team. Come on, let's hear it, everybody. Yes. And we've got a great McIntyre Law review this week. McIntyre Law, the law firm you should turn to for all your personal injury needs. You beat Florida 198-325, fifth best score in program history. And let's start with the crowd that you had, which was also a record for you all at the Lloyd Noble Center. How spectacular was the environment?
It was a record crowd, which was one of our team goals for the year, believe it or not. We talk about winning national championships, but we also talk about record crowds and bringing people into our program and showing them, you know, basically how great we are.
Sure.
And so we're super excited to have had that many people and that many students, over almost 1,000 students in the crowd. And that makes such a big difference in the environment and the energy of what's going on. And it really inspires our athletes. So they were absolutely on cloud nine to see that many people there.
5,082 fans at the Lloyd Noble Center, which was great. You set program records on bars and floor exercise. Yeah. Why was it this night? Why did it all line up? You've had some great scores and great gymnasts. Why did it line up to have those scores on that night?
I can't really tell you. You know, officiating is, you know, you never know what you're going to get.
It's the great variable.
I can tell you that was probably our best vault performance of the year as well, even though we didn't get our high vault score. So vault is definitely a separator for us. It's something that we've definitely improved on over the summer and into this season. So, but bars, you see Nicole Lehrman got a 10.
How about that?
Hello.
Her second career perfect 10. Yeah.
Yeah. And so that was an incredible moment for everyone. Here she goes now. And I think, you know, when someone gets a 10, it like just really energizes everybody. And the team was just really excited about that. But beam could have been better, quite honestly. It wasn't our best performance. And floor's gotten better every single meet. So I was really excited at how they responded on floor after beam. We kind of put ourselves a little behind after beam. We could have been better, but that's sports. So
you sweep Big 12 gymnastics honors again. But Olivia Troutman, gymnast of the week, second highest score in the all-around this season, 39.725. And it was the first time all-around in her very young career.
Yeah.
How did she put all of that together?
Very young career.
It's very young.
She's like five meets.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Olivia is just super calm. She is really coachable, takes criticism like no one I've ever coached. Maybe similar to Chase Capps, who was a great, great athlete for us. But she's just really happy. If you watch her at the meets, I mean, she's just really excited to be there and proud to be there. So it's really special that she did all around. I will say it was a unique situation. We had a couple people out. We had weird things happen last week and had to pull a couple people out of the bar lineup. So she was kind of going in as the heroine to take the spot and save the day. And she did that.
She had nothing to lose.
She had nothing to lose. So being an all-rounder for the first time, I think she recorded, I think she's ranked number one after one little all-around.
Number one in the all-around. Guess she might get in there again.
Yeah, she might.
Jade DeGovea, event specialist of the week. Second time that she has done that. A 9975 on the floor, shared that event title. What's been special about Jade DeGovea?
Everything. Everything's been special about Jade this year. Her freshman and sophomore year were riddled with injuries. Now she's extremely healthy, both mentally and physically. Like, she has just wrapped her arms around this season. And she's one, if you watch her compete, she has killer instinct. Mm-hmm. And she is a competitor. Like, you can see it in her eyes. Like, don't get in my way. I'm about to kill it. So
you get Kerry Thomas, co-newcomer of the week as well. In number three spot in the bar lineup for you last week. And Brenna Dow, I want to mention her 2 weeks ago at the Metroplex Challenge. It seems like she's having the kind of final season that you would hope and want her to have.
I feel like she's never going to leave, right?
That'd be
Maybe
fine.
Maybe she'll just stay forever.
That'd be fine.
She's a great leader for us. People look to her for calmness and inspiration in moments. She's definitely one of the leaders of our team. And so she's kind of always on. She's mm-hmm. a gamer. And so that makes her very fun to watch.
What was it like to have Maggie back?
Yeah, I mean, Maggie in the lineup or out of the lineup is a super important part of our team. When she was out of the lineup, she's moving mats and spraying bars and doing everything for her teammates. That's yeah. a great teammate right there. When she's not out on the floor, she's there for them. So great to have her back on bars and beam. She will be back on vault. She's been vaulting all week this week, so that's looking good. And our goal is to have her back in the all-around for the UCLA meet.
Ah, and that is coming up
timing.
On March the 3rd. It would be perfect to get that for the defending national champions by just that much on March the 3rd. But you have Denver coming up on Sunday. Encourage fans to get out there and watch. Back up that 5,082 with 6,000.
Yes.
How's that sound?
No.
No? 8,000?
Raise the roof
8,000,
here.
8,000, raise the roof with 8,000
right.
on Sunday. That'd be
we
perfect.
Want eight, hey, how about a sellout? That'd be great.
Sure.
I mean, this is going to be the best meet in the country all year long, and uh-huh. it's right here in Norman. Like, you are not going to get a better matchup
no.
the entire year. So you should really come out and watch it, catch it. If you have not been to a gymnastics meet, I guarantee that you will have an amazing time.
Yes, you will, and we appreciate you so
Thank
much
you.
Being with us.
Thank
Denver
you.
Coming up on Sunday. That is KJ Kindler. Thanks to Mark Williams and Lon Kruger as well. From Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue, I'm Chad McKee. We'll talk to you next week.
Live at Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue, Sooner Sports Talk has been brought to you by Oklahoma Highway Safety Office, who reminds you that together we can end DUI. Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue, proud home of Sooner Sports Talk. And by Bud Light, game day's favorite light lager. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Sooner Sports Network.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.